الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson, we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise to the mu'mineen, the muttaqeen, that Allah will give them jannat, and they will remain in these gardens forever. And this is a hospitality from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about one group of the muttaqeen, one group of the mu'mineen are mu'mineen from Ahlul Kitab. From Ahlul Kitab, they are those people who also brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they brought iman in Allah, and they also brought iman in whatever was revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in whatever was revealed to them as well. And they humbled themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا. That from among these Ahlul Kitab, people who followed their book, Allah says they are such that they do not exchange the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a meager price. In other words, when it came to passing on the knowledge and propagating and promulgating the knowledge of the Torah, etc., they did not take a fee for that. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says, يَبْذُلُونَ ذَلِكَ مَجَّانًا. They used to even teach without charging for it. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجُرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For them, they will get this reward also. And there's a verse that comes in Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجَرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. These people will get double reward. Why? Because these mu'mineen from Ahlul Kitab, they were steadfast, bima sabaru. Because of them being steadfast upon practicing their own deen, and because of them being steadfast upon bringing iman then in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and practicing upon deenul Islam. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and when Quran came, they brought iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they were following their own deen, they were steadfast upon that, and they were patient upon that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has reward for them. And in the other verse, Allah says they will get double reward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in taking account. Then Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh, you have brought iman. إِصْبِرُوا. Make sabr. So you must also be steadfast. You must also be patient upon your deen. إِصْبِرُوا means إِصْبِرُوا عَلَى دِينِكُمْ. Be patient upon following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَصَابِرُوا. And outdo the kuffar in being patient upon your deen. In other words, don't let it be such that the kuffar are more steadfast and more patient upon their deen than you. You should outdo them in that patience. وَرَابِطُوا. Rabitu has a few meanings. One meaning of rabitu means al-mudawama, that is to be habitual upon doing a'mal or ibadah or in places of ibadah like salah, etc. It means to be al-mudawama, to be habitual upon that. In other words, once you start, do not stop that, do not leave that, continue upon making ibadah. Another ma'ana of rabitu means jahidu, fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning of rabitu is protect and defend the boundaries of the Muslim lands from any attack that can possibly be launched against the Muslims by the enemy. Protect that land. Another meaning of rabitu is strengthen each other. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can receive guidance and be successful from Allah.